We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Thanks for downloading the John Contreras Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
Live from America's finest city, it's the John Cantara Show.
Oh, doctor!
Now, here's the coach, John Cantara, on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to 97.3 The Fan. Coach John Cantara with you once again all the way to 3 o'clock, and then we'll take you into Gwen and Chris. They'll have a nice four-hour get-together. Hope everyone having a great day. This rain is coming. It's going. It's coming again, and I think we're going to get a little bit more between now and tomorrow, but then I think we're going to have a pretty nice weekend. And again, considering the situation that we're all in right now, I think the rain has just added to it to where you can't even really get out and do a whole lot as far as exercise and just walking in your neighborhood. But hopefully in the next couple of days it's going to clear up and we'll be able to get out and be able to get a little exercise this weekend. Again, hope everyone's safe, and I hope all your family members are healthy along with yourself, and we thank you very much for tuning in each and every day, 12 to 3, right here on 97.3 The Fan. We got a great show today. Yesterday, a couple of great guests. We had Eric Burns on from the MLB Network. We had Adrian Gonzalez on. Today, Bill Walton going to join us at 12:35, and haven't talked with Bill in a long time. Very much enjoy Bill Walton as an analyst for both the ESPN and the Pac-12 Network. He does, I think, an incredible job. He has been a great humanitarian, and we're going to talk about a big biking event that he and his friends are putting together for April 25th. We'll tell you more about that to help people during this very, very difficult time. But Bill Walton, one of the great athletes, obviously, to ever come out of San Diego, and what he did up there at UCLA, and we'll talk more about that as we get a little bit closer to that interview. We're also going to talk with Kyle Glazer today. And this interview with Kyle Glazer today, I think, is going to be very interesting. And I'm going to tell you why. Kyle Glazer has written an article in Baseball America talking about why the Dodgers do such a great job with their guys down in the minor leagues. And it talks about, you know, weight training, conditioning, nutrition, and how they're doing things that a lot of other organizations don't do or can't do because of the money. And we're going to be visiting with Kyle Glazer in hour number two. He'll join us right about 1:35 today. We'll have our usual segments, our Coach's Corner. We'll have our Bench the Coach, and we'll have our Hang a Star Play of the Day. And that's always kind of fun as we go back in memory lane. And speaking of memory lane, I get the Union Tribune. I really enjoy the Union Tribune, and I think Jay Posner is to be commended down there. They're doing the best they can. Right now, putting out a daily sports page. Granted, during the week, it's normally two pages, and on the weekend, especially on Sunday, they have pretty much a regular sports page. But kind of a humorous thing today for me in the paper was talking about Ray Kroc, who saved the San Diego Padres from becoming a Washington ball club back in the fall of 73, and the sale did not go through. Ray Kroc ended up purchasing the ball club in his first year with the Padres was 1974. And they were talking about opening day back in 1974. Now, this is after the Padres had gone up and played the Dodgers and got totally run off the field. I mean, it was embarrassing. They got outscored 25-2 in the three-game series. And then they come down to San Diego. And I remember this game like it was yesterday. And I'm going to tell you why. Because my mom and dad took me to the game for opening night. We sat down by the Padre bullpen, way down the left field line, in the last three seats in the first row. And I remember I got to watch pitchers warm up. I got to talk to the Padres catcher, Bob Barton. He was there that night. He even let me try on his catcher's glove. But then Padres are getting blown out of this game. And Ray Kroc goes in. John DeMott, who was a great public address announcer, he was a PA announcer that night. And Ray Kroc, as most people that follow Padre baseball for a long period of time, realize that Ray Kroc, you know, got on the microphone that night. And he just lambasted the ball club. But I remember the streaker, and they talked about it in the paper today, the streaker. There was a streaker that ran onto the field, and everybody thought that this was maybe staged, and it wasn't staged. Ray Kroc was upset. His team was down, I don't know, 6-1, somewhere in the neighborhood. They ended up getting beat 9-5 that night. But when Ray Kroc was talking about, this is the stupidest ball playing I've ever seen, a streaker ran out there. And I'll never forget, the streaker got out behind second base on the outfield grass and jumped up, did a pirouette, and pointed it to second base umpire, and then hightailed it to the right field line, up through the field-level seats, and down one of the staircases. And I don't know if they ever caught that streaker or not, but I'll never forget that. I was about 15 years of age, and Mom and Dad and I were at the ball game that night, but it brought back a funny memory, and a thank you to Ray Kroc and to Joan Kroc for purchasing that ball club. Or we may not even have a professional baseball team in town right now, except at the minor league level. So I wanted to pay homage to Ray Kroc a little bit in the opening of the program. Hey, also, tomorrow, once again, we've got our virtual game of the week. And we finally got the matchup today. We had a big conference call today, and we finally got the matchup. The Padres are going to go into this matchup tomorrow 0-2. They lost the first game that we ran 2 weeks ago to Colorado in the 10th inning on a Nolan Arenado three-run bomb. Last week beat 1-0, a third-inning RBI single by Evan Longoria. Well, tomorrow the Padres are going to take on the Arizona Diamondbacks, our virtual game of the week, presented by Bud Light Seltzer. That, again, will be Arizona going with left-hander Madison Bumgarner, and the Padres will counter with right-hander Denelson Lamet. Again, that'll be on our Facebook page bright and early tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and our Facebook page, 97.3 The Fan. A lot to get to today on the program. We've had, considering we have had zero games to talk about now for a month, I can tell you these shows, from my perspective, have gone very good. We've always come up with something to talk about. We had some great talk yesterday late in the program about the all-time stud athletes coming out of small schools that have forged great NFL careers. And today, a little bit later on in the program at 2:35, the most hyped prospects ever for major league teams. We're going to go every major league team. We're going to talk about and mention the most hyped prospect. So we'll have a little fun with that. And, of course, we'd love to get your phone calls as well. Our phone number at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Our website at 973thefansd. You can listen anywhere. And on our conference call today, our bosses were telling us that the research has shown that people are using radio.com right now at a record pace. So I encourage you, because you're not in your car like you normally are, going back and forth to work or going here, going there. So if you want to listen to all the talk shows, don't miss out on anything. Have a little fun. Maybe even call the program once in a while. Download the radio.com app, favorite 97.3 The Fan, and you can listen to us anywhere in the United States. Our Twitter at 973TheFanSD. My personal Twitter is Coach Quintero 44, and our Facebook and Instagram at 973TheFan. At this point in time, I bring in my colleague, Braden Suprenant. Braden, good afternoon, and hope everything went well for you this morning.
Yeah, good afternoon, Coach. It was part of that meeting with you, so getting excited for the virtual game tomorrow. Hopefully the Padres can get their first win of the virtual games. Nelson Lamet on the hill. And if they don't, you can just blame Steve Woods, because he's coming up with the lineup. So if the lineup fails, it's on him. But I guess you're doing the lineup next week. So hopefully either you or Woods can get a successful lineup in there so we can get a win.
Well, the way they're going right now, you know, we played Colorado 2 weeks ago. We played Giants last week. We got Arizona this week. That tells me there's a good chance I could be making out that lineup to go against that Dodger ball club next week.
No, that'd be a sight to see. I wonder who you'll go against, Walker Buehler maybe potentially. I don't know how the rotation's working with these once-a-week games in the virtual world. I don't know what virtual Dave Roberts has in store for you.
Hey, we got some good stuff on the show. Not only do we have Bill Walton coming up at 12:35 and Kyle Glazer at 1:35, we've got Mel Kiper and Todd McShay's all-draft team for 2020. We're going to start getting into that draft a little bit today. And, you know, Braden, we're sitting right now on Thursday, April 9th. That draft a couple of weeks away at April 23rd, and that's always kind of fun to see who goes and who doesn't go early and why. We won't see those guys this year in the green room sweating it out or sitting out at those tables because nobody's going to be there. Everybody's going to be doing this from home. It's going to be really interesting to see how ESPN and ABC, who will have some of the later rounds, and, of course, the NFL Network, going to be very interesting to see how they actually cover this draft this year.
Yeah, I think all the broadcasters are going to be broadcasting from their house as well. So it's going to look like everybody's fantasy football draft, I think, except it's real. It's not fantasy. I'm really interested to see how they pull this off, but I think we're more interested in just seeing something that's live sports-related that we haven't had in over a month.
Well, hey, Braden, we're going to see some live sports on Sunday. I'm pretty excited about this. The NBA Horse Challenge. Apparently, NBA and ESPN have finalized a deal to televise a horse shooting competition. And last we heard, it's going to be on Sunday out here on the West Coast, 4 to 6. And they're going to have a quarterfinal matchups. Trey Young, the outstanding long-range shooter from Atlanta, going against the former great star of the Detroit Pistons, Chauncey Billups. Tamika Catchings, who just got voted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, going against Mike Conley Jr. Zach LaVine, going against retired Paul Pierce. And Chris Paul going against WNBA star from the Chicago Sky, Allie Quigley. And that's going to be really interesting because they're obviously not going to be in the same arena or same playground, but they're going to shoot and then have to copy the other person's shot from their court, wherever that is. That's going to be kind of fun. I'm going to tune into that. I'll look forward to that, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. They're doing it for charity, of course. It's going to be on ESPN on Sunday. Again, live sports of some kind type of fashion is what I'm all for. I have been watching those virtual NASCAR races. That's kind of fun as well. The last one on Sunday, though, they did a Bristol. They had a caution flag like almost every like two laps. I think they had more caution laps than they had actual laps. I know there's a way to just turn those caution laps off, and they might have to start doing that pretty soon if these drivers get a little reckless. But again, any type of live sports where I don't know the outcome of it, I'm all for.
You know what? A lot of these people that are watching these virtual auto races, they're going to start thinking that they could do this. And we might have a whole purge of people wanting to become racers now.
Like legit racers or like video game racers?
Yeah. No, I think legit racers. They're going to be watching what is on there, and they're going to, you know what, I think I can do this. And, you know, it's not going to be easy to try to get started, but I bet you a few people that are doing this right now probably figure, you know what, I could be pretty good at this.
Until they get into a real car and realize how difficult it is to drive one of those cars at high speeds.
You know what, Braden? I don't even think they'd have to get into a car. I think they'd just have to walk to the inner part of the track and start talking to the pit crew, and they'd probably want to jump on the other side and be a fan again.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of racing's a scary business, and those guys are athletes. It's very difficult to it's not like those cars have the power steering in your car where it's easy to turn. I mean, those guys are using a lot of effort to drive those cars around in circles for 500 miles or whatever it may be, depending on the size of the race. I mean, it's long hours of just kind of sitting in the same spot for a long time. It's not as easy as people think it is in terms of just trying to race a car.
Okay, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Bill Walton, who's going to be joining us at 12:35. I want to get to your phone calls today, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. This is the John Quintero Show right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. 12:22, Coach John Katara. We're just getting underway. Thanks so much for joining the program today. We got Bill Walton coming up at 12:35. And, Braden, last night, I've been a big Bill Walton fan since his days at UCLA. I knew a little bit about him when he was at Helix, but, you know, I was still pretty young. Bill's about 8 years older than I, so I was about 9 years old when he was playing his senior year at Helix. And, by the way, that Helix ball club that year went 33-0, and he only lost two high school ball games his junior and senior year. They were 29-2 out there at Helix High with head coach Gordon Nash, 29-2 his junior year, and then he went 33-0. In that, they won 49 straight games. And last night I was looking at Bill Walton's stats, Brad, and you're not going to believe this. You know, we talk about all these high school guys now. You know, this guy's a Division I guy, and this guy can do that, and this guy can do that. Bill Walton, his senior year, averaged 29 points a game. And let me tell you, he could have probably averaged a 40 or 45, but he's a very unselfish player throughout the course of his career. But he averaged 29 points a game. But get this, Brad, he averaged 25 rebounds a game. 25 rebounds a game. I mean, that's unbelievable. He didn't leave any for anybody else.
Yeah, that is truly remarkable, and some remarkable stats for sure.
And then you look at UCLA. He was a three-time National Player of the Year. He won two national championships, 87 career games. He played, the Bruins ended up 86-4 in his career. He played in 87 career games, missed a couple due to injury. But first overall pick in the NBA draft in 1974 by the Portland Trailblazers. Played in Portland from 74 to 79. Then he came to the Clippers and just wasn't the same player. He had all kinds of injury issues with his feet. 79 to 85, played 1 year up there with the Clippers, and then ended up with the Boston Celtics from 85 to 87, and won another title. He won a title in 77 with Jack Ramsey and the Portland Trailblazers, but then won a title with Boston in 86. And that was the year he came off the bench, and he was the sixth man of the year, guys with, you know, Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish. I mean, that was a hell of a basketball team. But I was looking at his UCLA numbers last night, and people forget this guy did it all. I mean, that's why when I look at him and look back at his career, I'm just saying, I don't know if I'll ever see a college basketball player ever again that is even remotely close to Bill Walton. He averaged 20.3 points per game for a three-year period. He averaged 15.7 rebounds in his career, 3 years, and 5.5 assists. And he only shot 65% from the field. And by the way, not only was he a great three-time college basketball player of the year, he was also an All-American in 72, 73, and 74. And, you know, his pro career did not amount to what everybody would have thought. And it had nothing to do with his talent level. It had to do with injuries. He couldn't stay on the court 468 games in 11 years in the league and averaged over 10 rebounds a game. And that was considering, you know, late in his career, he didn't play a lot. And he still averaged 10.5 rebounds for his career. And he averaged 13.3 points per game in his career, but just an incredible basketball player. And as great a basketball player as he was, he's even been a better community humanitarian here in his home city. I mean, this guy, I don't know how many charities him and his wife, Lori, belong to. Last I heard, it was about 52. And they're constantly doing something to help other people out and make a better life for people. And once again, Bill Walton stepping up to the plate because he and his friends are putting together a great event coming up on April 25th. It's called Bill Walton and Friends Intergalactic Bike for Humanity. It's an event to benefit victims of the coronavirus and healthcare workers. So Bill's going to be coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about that. But, you know, anytime a conversation, Braden, comes up about who the best basketball player in San Diego ever was, not even close. We're starting at number two because nobody's ever going to be able to be better than Bill Walton. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, an unbelievable player for basketball, but also a great color commentator, and he's also just a really fun individual to be around. I got to interview him at an event one time, and it was truly spectacular being able to talk to him. I think he used the word intergalactic at least 15 times during the interview. It was pretty funny. It was a great time, and you know, you see him on TV and the way he acts, and that's how he acts in person all the time. He's just a happy guy who really loves San Diego and everything about San Diego. So it's gonna be good to. Not only talk to him about you know, all the different areas of you know, charity that he's a part of, but also probably get some pretty good basketball stories out of him as well. I'm looking forward to it.
I know one thing with Bill, I'm not going to have to ask too many questions because he'll take it and run with it, and I'm not sure what direction he's going to run, but I know he'll run with it.
Right. He's just going to go off on a bunch of tangents. That's why I pushed Coach's Corner back to the 1 o'clock hour just in case.
Yeah, give us a little breathing room with Bill Walton. I mean, not every day do you get to interview a guy like Bill Walton who's lived a lot of different lives. And, you know, if we get him talking about John Wooden, you know, I may go take a nap and just keep my headset on and listen to the interview because you talk to him about Coach Wooden and he'll just go on and on and on, and rightfully so. You know, my only touching of John Wooden is I got an opportunity in 74 and 75 in between my sophomore and junior and senior years to go to his basketball camp at Cal Lutheran and at Pepperdine. And I learned a lot from Coach Wooden. And I the first thing that I learned, and when I had him on the radio years later, I mentioned, I go, Coach Wooden, I had the opportunity to go to your camp. He goes, what was the first thing I taught you to do? How to tie my shoes and put my socks on. He goes, that's absolutely right, because John Wooden was always very concerned about when you would put your shoes and socks on, that if you didn't pull your socks up properly, you'd get blisters when you're running up and down the court. And then he also talked about how you unloosen your laces before you take your shoes off, because you don't want to stretch your tendons by, you know, pulling the shoe off without, you know, unlacing it properly, and then making sure that you know, pull the tongue up and drop it down to where the shoes would breathe and be able to be dropped the next workout the next day. That's the first thing that John Wooden teaches you when you go to his basketball camp, is how to put your shoes and socks on. That was amazing. Absolutely amazing. With that, we're going to get to the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to visit with the great Bill Walton. We're very much looking forward to that. But first, 97.3 The Fan is helping San Diego stay connected. Here's your latest news update from radio.com.
I'm Stevie.
Yeah, welcome back, Coach John Katara, with you to 3 o'clock. That'll be Gwen and Chris. We'll get out to your phone calls. We've got Coach's Corner coming up here after the 1 o'clock hour. Wanted to block out some time for our next guest, and very excited about having this gentleman. You know, as a kid growing up, I lost a lot of sleep on Friday and Saturday nights because I stayed up to watch the UCLA basketball replays on KTLA. Our great friend who passed away a few years back, Dick Enberg, was calling those games by himself, and this gentleman was definitely the key figure at UCLA back in those days, playing for the great coach John Robert Wooden. Bill Walton, nice enough to join us today here on 97.3 The Fan. Bill, welcome, and hopefully you and Lori and the whole family are doing well.
Put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play today. We are alive. We will get by. We will survive. Always a pleasure to be here on the show with the coach. So many different things going on. Our entire world has evaporated. Things are collapsing, just coming down on top of us all the time. So we're not going to sit around and wait for it, Coach. We have started a new program, Bike for Humanity, which is a free program. It's free to sign up and it's free to participate. And we're focusing on hope, health, community, and service to those people in need. And Coach, that's, I know you've been all about that stuff your entire life here. But you go to bikeforhumanity.com, you can sign up, you can participate. It's all free. The only thing that we ask is at the end of the day, because we're having this virtual event. It's not a group bike ride. It's solo. It's all virtual. April 25th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, everything we're doing is allowed by the guidelines from the CDC. We are completely completely into compliance with all of those things. And this is a very serious challenge, a very serious adversary we're facing right now. But what we're trying to do is to raise consciousness, awareness, and resources to feed people. People need food, and also they need health care out there. And so we've identified four fantastic organizations, Feeding San Diego / Feeding America, and then Father Joe's Village is always a stalwart in every good cause out there. And then on the healthcare front, Champions for Health, the people that volunteer and rush into the critical areas of need, but they also need their equipment. They need the stuff. It's like going to a basketball game to play, and there's no ball there. So getusppe.org, which is PPE, is personal protective equipment. And so that's all the stuff. And so those four charities, 100% of all the net proceeds are going to that. Check us out at Bike for Humanity. There'll be a big virtual party at the end starting at 1 o'clock on April 25th. But this has been ongoing here, and we are leading the charge. Here we go, Coach. Put me in. I'm ready to go. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. We're visiting with Bill Walton here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm doing very well. I've been doing the broadcast from home. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks. It's gone pretty well, and just trying to keep things headed in a positive direction. Been very difficult for a lot of people. And you know,
it's
Bill,
always hard.
Hold
on a second, John. It's always hard. You tell me something that is easy, and I will, like, whoa, let me go try that. And so, yeah, look, we're grateful. We're alive. But we got to do something about it. There's so many good things out there. Let's just talk about the health front here. The things that we've lost, the things that we're missing, you know, is all the stuff at the very top, right? The grand celebration of life, the Final Four, the tournaments, the golf, the big events, the constant live shows out there. But that stuff is the celebration of the pinnacle of life. And when the pinnacle collapses, that always means the foundation is faulty and is collapsing. John, this is the 21st time in my life. I'm 67 years old. My life has been defined by meteoric rises to the top, followed immediately by catastrophic health crises that have taken everything from me. And that's happened again here, except this is the first time of 21 times that I'm healthy. And so I've got a duty, a responsibility, and an obligation to get out there and help those people who are in need. So we're not here to listen about whining and excuses and complaining, man. We're out there in action. So go to bikeforhumanity.com and realize that the dream is real and the dream is alive. And this is about people and passion and purpose and all the different things, learning the lessons of life. You're the coach. You live in the wonder of San Diego. Here we go. We've got a chance here. So as we work on our own health with our hygiene, our nutrition, our hydration, we do our exercises out there. And when I go out, because all day long I'm at home and working at home, doing all the different stuff that we do. And thank God for Lori. And thank God for all the things that we do have. But when I am aware of the people who are sick and the people who are dying and the jobs that have just disappeared and how everybody is alone right now, that's when we need to stay together. And it just breaks my heart, John, to witness the denial, the betrayal, and the hypocrisy that we have to face so much all the time out there. And that is not what my life is all about. You know, my life is about facts and science and knowledge and public services and healthcare for people and people being able to eat and receive the basic necessities of life. But when I see the betrayal of the public trust and the profiteering on the public resources here, it's just devastating. The people that sold their stocks, people that buy stocks on inside information, and people who knew it was all coming. And then when I do go out on my bike, which is completely allowed by the CDC, I'm in total compliance. I put my mask on. I've got my helmet on. I can't walk. I can't hike. But I go out on my bike late in the afternoon and just ride around the neighborhoods. And when I see the people still congregating, still going on with their own lives in terms of playing pickup basketball at the parks, pickup basketball is not social distancing. packs of young people going to the beach and raving and going on and on. That is not social distancing. That is not sheltering in place. That is not staying at home. And they are only intensifying the problem and prolonging the problem. Look, man, we're trying to be involved with the solution, not with exacerbating this problem here. So that's why we started Bike for Humanity. I'm fired up and ready to go, Coach.
Oh, I know you are. Bill Walton, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. Bill, the thing that I've been saying for my wife, Kelly, and my daughters that live here in North County, and they have each have two young children, hey, let's win today. Let's do what everybody's telling us to do right now, and if everybody will just try to win the day, hopefully tomorrow we'll get a little bit better, and we'll just kind of build a tidal wave, and we'll get through this.
Let's talk about the path forward that I have been able to find in my own life with these 21 different times of experience. I'm 67 years old now. Hopefully I will have learned something along the way. But number one, you have to have a dream. You have to know what the goal is. Number two, you have to have a leader. We've been so fortunate here in San Diego to have Nathan Fletcher and Todd Gloria. So many great people are leading the charge, but those are the guys who I see out there every single day who are just doing whatever they can. Then you have to be part of a team. That's what the community, staying connected through Bike for Humanity, is all about. And then you have to immerse yourself in the culture, the positive culture that you're creating there in your own world and family. And understand that foundation is everything. The strength of the team is the strength of the individual, and you have to build your own foundation. And all of that leads to the necessary qualities for group success. When the group dynamic is out there and in going for whatever it is our goal is, ultimately it comes down to honor, sacrifice, and discipline. And so as we go through these challenges here, it's just so darn tough. But that's the way life works. And the ability of us to overcome the challenges, to overcome the adversities, to use the knowledge and the people up at UCSD and what they're doing, the people over at Sanford and Prebys and Burnham, all the different science people who were just working so hard to give us that position in life where we have a chance to move forward and who inspire us to believe that tomorrow is worth fighting for. But it's not going to be one big giant switch. Nobody knows how this is going to play out. It's every single day living by the mantra of how we do anything is how we do everything. When we win, there's something for everyone. When we lose, there's nothing for anyone. And so now you have this situation where people are ready to go. And those of us who are privileged and fortunate and lucky enough to be healthy and so grateful for that, we have to do what we can to help other people. And I see these healthcare workers just going right in there and risking everything in their lives. And we have to support them. And it's just absolutely critically important that we do stay together. We stay as a community here and understand that our greatest joys, for people who are old and in the way like I am, our greatest joys is to see other people succeed. And so as we build slowly, every day getting stronger, getting healthier, fewer and fewer sick people, as we try to rebuild the economy, as we try to help everybody survive this devastating time right now, it's only going to happen if we have the compassion and the empathy, the balance and the quickness and the creative imagination and innovation to get the job done, Coach. Put me in. I'm ready to go.
You're always ready to go. I know that. Hey, I want to let everyone know again, this event that Bill Walton and friends are putting on, the Intergalactic Bike for Humanity, again, an event to benefit the victims of the coronavirus and healthcare workers. It's going to be on Saturday, April 25th, 9 to 11, and you can go to their website, bikeforhumanity.com. And again, like Bill said, no charge, but take a look, and donations are always welcome, that's for sure. Hey, Bill, I wanted to ask you a couple of basketball questions.
We have a great website. Hold on one second. We have a great website. There is tons of information. Bikeforhumanity.com. Thank you, John. What is your question, please?
Well, my question is You know, I grew up, I'm a little bit younger. I'm 61. And I, like I mentioned,
no way. I thought you were 30.
Well,
man.
I might act like it, but, you know, I stayed up and watched all those UCLA games with Dick Enberg and, all that great run that you and, before that, Lou Alcindor, now Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Sidney Wicks and the Walton gang. When you watch college basketball now, do you ever sit there watching those games trying to, think about how you guys would have done against the current teams? Because, you know, first of all, nobody's been able to guard you that are playing college basketball now. But, you know, I look at that UCLA team back in the early 70s. I don't see anybody right now that could stay with you guys.
Well, it's tough because a bunch of our team is dead. And then I'm 67, and I haven't been able to play since in 35, 36 years now. But we had a great team. And, we tried our best. It fell apart at the end for all the reasons that are just nagging me for the rest of my life. But, we're doing everything we can to move forward here. And the lessons in life that I learned through sports, the value and the power of sports. But in history, John, one of the things that our work with Bike for Humanity does is that it gives us purpose, the collective sense of effort and purpose and what we're doing, why we're doing this, who we're doing this for. But that's what being part of a team is all about. And that stuff in life gives you confidence. And John Wooden was remarkable about making us think like champions, act like champions, become the champions, and maybe most importantly of all, expect to be the champions. And so the confidence that he gave us, he breathed life into every situation we were ever involved in with the guy. And I was so lucky, John, being a Southern California native, San Diego is home for me. And there's nothing good in the world that could ever happen to me that would entice me to want to leave where we live now on the north edge of Balboa Park or San Diego region. It is just fantastic here. To be a part of something so special, that's a privilege that you have to earn every single day. And the confidence that he gave us can be summarized in a few short sentences, starting with, I like our team, and we'll take our chances anywhere, anytime, against anybody. We had Jamal Wilkes, the Hall of Famer. We had Greg Lee. We had Henry Bibby. We had Larry Hollyfield. We had Larry Farmer. We had Marcus Johnson. We had Dave Myers. We had Sven Nader, all on one team. And we had John Wooden, and we had Pauly Pavilion, and we had Dick Enberg, and we had J.D. Morgan, the greatest athletic director in the history of all intercollegiate athletics. We had Chancellor Young, who for 29 years ran UCLA with such joy and pride and hope and optimism, and he knew and understood the value, the interconnection of sports, academics, culture, foundation, community. It was perfect. It was better than perfect. We're ready to go. Put me in, coach. I am ready to play today.
All right, last question.
You ask all the questions
UCLA.
You want. You're the coach, man.
Yeah, but last question here, Bill. I got to get to the top of the hour. We're on the network. We got to get out at certain times and all that, or I get yelled at by
the top of the hour is 8.5 minutes away, man. You can ask a lot of questions in 8.5 minutes.
I know. Hey,
what do you got,
Mick? Mick Cronin. Were you happy with what he was able to get done this year, and can he get UCLA back to the promised land?
Happy. We're ecstatic. This is a real person. This is a basketball coach who loves what he's doing, who's ecstatic as can be about being at UCLA, has completely embraced everything good about UCLA, and that's an endless list. And he took a team that was awful, lost its three best players. All of them tried to go into the NBA, and they're making some progress at the professional level. So they lost their three top players, got nobody really in return, and And the team fell apart in the first 6 weeks of the season. And they lost to Hofstra, and they lost to Fullerton, and they were getting pounded. And they got pounded at home by Stanford. And Rick Cronin looked at him, and he called them all out, and he challenged them. He said, you guys don't even deserve to wear that UCLA jersey. And he looked all around, and he wouldn't even wear the UCLA clothes himself as the coach. And they regrouped. And they came together, and by the end of the season, they were as good as any team in all of college basketball. And they were going to make the tournament, and they were going to do well in the tournament. Don't know if they're going to win it or not. A lot of other good teams out there, a lot of other good programs and coaches, but UCLA is back. They're back in the game, and now the young players growing up, they're going to be looking at that. They're going to say, wow, look at this incredible university in Los Angeles. This coach, he fights for us, and he just has this, he has this sense of purpose. He has this sense of joy and celebration, and we are in this together. And the guys that come out, they play so hard. They're in shape. They finally got in shape. They play as a team. They play together, and they play to win the game. And what more could you ask for other than being a free member of Bike for Humanity?
Well, hey, give me one more big plug for Bike for Humanity.
I love Mick Cronin.
Give me one more plug for Bike for Humanity.
What now?
Give me one more plug here. I got about 1 minute to go, Bill.
Bikeforhumanity.com. That's all you need to know for your dreams to come true. It's your opportunity to believe in something bigger than you, to work on your own individual health, to join a community, stay connected, and live a life of service in support of those in need. Feed the people. Provide the health care, Father Joe's Villages, Feeding San Diego, Champions for Health, and getusppe.org. Get us Bike for Humanity. Thanks for putting me in, Coach. Thanks for having me. We will get by. We will survive. We are alive. Let's rock. Let's play. Let's go ride our bikes for humanity. It's free.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much for the time. I love you, buddy, and thanks for doing all you do for not only San Diego, but for our country. There you go. Bill Walton joining us again. Bill Walton and friends, Intergalactic Bike for Humanity, an event to benefit victims of the coronavirus and healthcare workers, Saturday, April 25th, 9 to 11 a.m. And again, it's a free event. Go to bikeforhumanity.com. Hey, check it out. You can make a donation. And, well, I'll tell you what, talking with Bill Walton, how can you not get fired up? I mean, seriously, how can you not get fired up talking with Bill Walton? And, you know, we weren't able to get into a lot of basketball. We wanted to be able to plug this great event. It's going to help so many great causes. So, again, I'm going to give out that website a little bit later on. But, again, bikeforhumanity.com. And, again, Saturday, April 25th, 9 to 11 a.m. And we thank Bill for coming on. Bill, like I mentioned, he's such a humble man. He's such a humble man. Him and his wife, Lori, I mentioned last I counted, they're involved in about 52 different charities in San Diego and around the country. They're an incredible couple and, you know, continue to give, give, give. We're going to get to the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll get to today's Coach's Corner. This is the John Quintero Show right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks for downloading the John Quintero Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.